week's edition of Panorama, a taste of country life in Prague. City Hall organises a pig slaughtering feast on Náměstí Míru. The Czech capital boasts a unique and costly enterprise, a bridge leading from nowhere to nowhere. And the European Yo-Yo Championship raises the roof at Prague's Arche Theatre. Winter is traditionally a time of pig slaughtering feasts in the country. Described in graphic detail in Bohumil Hrabal's novel Postřižiny, translated into English as Cutting It Short, a pig slaughtering feast is not for the faint-hearted. It involves seeing a pig put down and quartered by a professional butcher and village women going about the task of making a wide variety of pork dishes. Blood soup, pork goulash with entrails, head cheese, pork scraps, and a variety of sausages. In the olden days, a pig slaughtering feast spelled prosperity, an open door day with not only close relatives but the entire village invited to drop in for a bit of good cheer. A pig fest meant good food, drink and merrymaking. And that is exactly the atmosphere Prague City Hall aimed to create on one of its main squares, Náměstí Míru, a stone's throw from Czech radio. I went along to check out the action. When I arrived just before midday, the merrymaking was in full swing. The smell of roast pork wafted on the air, and people surrounded half a dozen stands where cooks demonstrated the art of making various pork dishes, most of which were on sale to be washed down by beer and brandy.
We're making jitrnice, mainly from pork entrails, bits of liver, lungs and pork stock with bread, onions, garlic and other seasoning. We mince it and pressed it into casings made from pork guts.
As people queued for the white and black sausages, pork scratchings and head cheese, I gave a pig's carcass hanging out in the open a wide berth and walked to a throng of people crowding around the good soldier Schweik, who was there with a group of soldiers and clearly having a smashing time toasting the Emperor's health.
Dneska je to kontušovka, ale originál, echt originál, přátelé, jenom originály, tady nejsou žádný patoky, milostivá, žádný patoky. Ježišmarja, tak za císaře pána a jeho rodinu na Rakousko, vivat Kaiser, proč, proč, proč?
Obviously, this was no entertainment for the young generation. Most visitors were over 50, and many had nostalgic memories of pig-slaughtering feasts from their native village.
We really like it here.
It's a great idea. We love to eat this stuff.
It's a bit different from what I remember, because here I am on Náměstí Míru. My uncle used to have pig fests that are famous near and far, and I guess the village atmosphere is hard to imitate. But otherwise, it's very well done. I take my hat off to them. It's a success.
A successful pig-slaughtering feast on Prague's Náměstí Míru there. What is far less of a success is a Prague bridge leading from nowhere to nowhere. A monument that could have been built to Kafka, only the authorities never intended it to be that. The bridge spanning a valley on the southern outskirts of Prague without any connecting roads at either of its ends took 8 years to build and cost a whopping 110 million crowns. It was meant to be fully functional, of course, linking Prague's Komotany neighbourhood to the city's new bypass, but the planned access roads to the bridge never got built. Construction work got bogged down as the locals fought over where exactly the roads should lead, and failed to reach agreement for fear of excessive noise pollution and environmental damage. The bridge looks impressive, and its lack of functionality makes one think it is some bizarre form of modern art. Suggestions that it should be pulled down as an illegal construction were pondered and rejected, and City Hall legalized the bridge by declaring it part of the nearby road system. A rather elusive part for the time being, with little more than a decorative function, but an integral part for all that. It is expected that once the dust settles, the local authorities will see reason, consider the matter, apply a rubber stamp to paper, and the bridge will get its access roads. That, however, is not likely to happen in the next 4 or 5 years. Until then, Prague will boast a most unusual tourist attraction, a bridge decorating the landscape. Kafka would have loved it. A packed Arche Theatre on Prague's Botičí Street cheering on the winner of last weekend's European Yo-Yo Championship. Tomáš Bubák wowed the jury and the audience, taking the main prize in the A1 category. The 17-year-old says he got his first yo-yo at age 11 and hasn't looked back since. Today he practices 3 hours a day and more when he can spare the time.
It's all about enjoyment. That's the secret to success. If you're really into it, it shows. If you're not enjoying yourself, then there's no point.
Prague, as the choice of venue for this championship, was not coincidental. Yo-yoing is extremely popular in the Czech Republic, and it was the Czech Yo-Yo Association which took up the challenge of reviving European Yo-Yo Championships last year, after a 57-year-long break. The event was a big success, and the Czechs were asked to give a repeat performance this year. A packed hall cheered on the 150 contestants, mostly from Europe, but also some from America and Japan, the world's yo-yo superpowers, since one division of the championship was open to all. One of the jurors on the panel was Brainon Jackson from Ohio, USA.
Oh, the competition in Europe is very good. You've got players from Germany, Prague, you know, all over Europe, and this is one of the best yo-yo contests to go to.
Can you tell me what is the hardest thing about yo-yoing? What skills do you need to do it well?
Well, yo-yoing is a skill sport, which is, you know, it takes time to learn and get used to playing with it competitively. But once you do that, it becomes almost like an addiction to where you're playing with the toys and you get better and better at it. And it's so much fun. It is a competitive sport, but the competitive players are still friends at the end of the day. And that's one of the neat things about yo-yoing, is it's got a great community.
Is it addictive?
Yes, because you progress with your tricks. You learn an easy trick, you move on to a harder trick, and it goes on, and you never want to stop. You just want to keep going to the hardest tricks.
Why do you think people keep coming back to it or taking it up? I mean, it's been around for, what, half a century now?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Modern yo-yoing has been around since about 1929, and like I said, the progression of the tricks is what I think that keeps people coming back, because it's always new tricks. The competition here is a freestyle competition, so it's not individual tricks per se, but the players here put together a routine based on their favorite tricks and their unique tricks. So yo-yo tricks are always new and always evolving and always changing, and it's not the same thing over and over again. So most players return to this competition to see the new tricks and the world-class players that are here and what they're here to show.
Who are your favorites?
Some of my favorites are Kota Watanabe from Japan. He's actually on Duncan Crew Japan. We've got players from Czech Republic, like Peter Kisan. He's very good. We've got Kentaro Kimura's from Japan as well. Most of the European players are amazing, and to see them here in their element, not at the World Yo-Yo Contest that's usually held in America or any of the other contests, they're here in, you know, in their continent representing their countries.
I understand there was a 57-year break in European championships.
Yes.
It was taken up last year by the Czech Republic. Why do you think there was this long break?
Well, it just depends on really the industry. The yo-yo industry has phases every 7 to 10 years where it booms in a kind of like a fad. But the players here in the Czech Republic decided to make it more of an organized event and actually bring it back in. And it really just takes someone to organize it. And the organizers here are with the Czech Yo-Yo Association, and they decided to take it more seriously and to bring more of a world-class competition to Prague. And so I think the reason it took so long to bring it back was just the fact that it took somebody to do it. And it takes a lot of work to put on an event like this.
And the atmosphere now?
Oh, it's very intense. A long time ago, it may have been more formal, where it was a trick list, like you had to progress through a trick list, and who could do, basically get to the highest of the tricks was the ones who won the competition. And nowadays, it's a freestyle competition of music, and the players have more freedom to personalize the routines. So the people that come here will see a freestyle from the competition and decide to put together their own routine for next year. And so I think it'll grow every year.
Brennan Jackson from the United States, one of the judges on the panel of the 2011 European Yo-Yo Championships that took place in Prague last weekend. The Yo-Yo Association is looking even further. With two European championships behind its belt, it hopes to get the green light to organize the World Championship here in Prague next year.